Chapter 7, The Cone of Purpose. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. Proverbs 1:19. Focusing on values and purpose will enhance the lives of your leadership team and your employees. If you are in business solely for the purpose of materialism and financial gain, then your organization will burn out. The nose cone of your rocket ship points in the direction that the organization is heading. It is designed as a cone to reduce friction or resistance from outside forces, while it efficiently cuts through the atmosphere. Like many people, my career has been a journey of exploration. As a Christian husband, father, leader, brother, son, and friend, I have not always made the right decisions. I have learned from my mistakes along the way and continue to grow from them. My purpose in life is clear: to use my God-given talents to be a positive influence in the world. Part of my story has been the growing clarity around personal and organizational purpose in life. Early in my career, with degrees in chemistry and finance, I had intentions of solving the world's problems through process. Very quickly, I started to realize that process alone would not get me far. One of my clients, his name was Warren, looked at me one day and said, "I have been working on this machine for longer than you have been alive." Clearly, my presumption that process equals performance was not going to work. I needed to change my equation and get people on board. A key learning is that process is only effective to the extent that people are willing to engage with it. My equation changed. It started to become people plus process equals performance. And the interesting thing that I started to learn was that how people interact with process in their lives is really what we know as habits. Performance is an outcome of our habits. Maybe not profound, but certainly a step in the right direction. The question at this point becomes, what compels people to be willing to change or adapt to a new process? The answer is clear. And it's purpose. The tip of the rocket ship is purpose, because without it, nothing changes. When people don't have a compelling reason to change, then habits remain the same, and so does the outcome. The purpose of the rocket ship relates to every other element of the model and should align to your organization for the best possible result. Purpose and product must align well together in order for people to believe that you really believe in your purpose. I have been personally challenged with this in my life and organization. I have been presented with opportunities that fall outside of the values we have set for our organization. Lead with transparency and honesty. Create more value than we extract. Develop long-term relationships. Accept failure, acknowledge it, learn from it, and adapt. I have been challenged with opportunities that would have created significant value for EPS Zone, but at the expense of the client rather than of mutual benefit. Turning down business is never easy, but demonstrating values alignment between purpose and product is essential to long-term success. Purpose and performance must also be aligned. If the purpose of your organization, if you believe it is focused on creating value for customers in order to impact your community, as an example, then your performance metrics should reflect that. If your performance metrics are focused only on revenue and employee costs, that would not be congruent with the stated purpose of your organization. Imagine being an employee of the company, reading the company's purpose and values, but then being evaluated based on very different criteria. Do you believe the purpose? Do you feel the alignment? Obviously not. The alignment of purpose and people is helpful to ensure that the people in your organization are a cultural fit and support your organization's purpose. There is no doubt that all organizations must bring in enough revenue and contain costs to the extent to fulfill the organization's purpose. I got a degree in finance and fully understand the impact of cash flow, P&L, balance sheets. It's okay to clearly articulate this in context, but equally important to ensure the alignment is clear and supported by the metric definitions that you use. I have worked with a variety of organizations and find the unique DNA of each is important for overall success. Diversity of your team is critical for many reasons, but having a common set of beliefs and purpose of overall direction is absolutely essential to your success. Process alignment is the final element and foundational to the success of your mission. The following beliefs will enable the success of your team. Believe in where you are going and why. Believe in the product you are selling. Believe that your performance data will guide great decisions. Believe in your people to deliver results. And finally, believe in your processes to enable your team to succeed. A lack of strong belief in any of these five elements above will make your journey a huge challenge. Which of these beliefs do you struggle with? Do you have a compelling purpose that you and your team strongly believe in? Purpose comes in many forms that may be either intrinsic or extrinsic. Some of the factors that contribute to an individual's view of purpose may include faith and family, legacy and survival. These can be influenced by where you were born, who your parents were, how many siblings you have, your peers, your first job, the church or school you attended as a child. Where do you want to go and why? This is your long-term purpose. What do you do today and why? This is what we call your product or current state purpose. The gap between current and future state requires true leadership in order for you to succeed, in addition to providing clarity of purpose to be shared throughout your entire team. One other important consideration around purpose. As human beings, we are uniquely created to seek and fulfill purpose in our lives by impacting the lives of others. Through my work with a variety of business leaders, I have found that many Christian business leaders are conflicted with balancing the concepts of contentment versus greed, with a desire to impact the world for Christ. If you bear with me for a moment, I would like to share some wisdom about purpose that I have learned through research of history in the Bible. Below are a few verses for you to consider. Godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6:6. The love of money is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6:10. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Proverbs 10:4. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. How does one reconcile these biblical concepts, which seem to conflict by encouraging both contentment and also diligent work? The equation that I've come up with is that godliness with contentment is great gain means the following. It means that we need to take wisdom, we need to seek wisdom, and we need to then act with obedience. This is the top part of the equation. Seek wisdom and act in obedience. On the bottom part of this equation is materialism. The love of money is the root of all evil. This doesn't say that money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. The pursuit of materialism for the sake of materialism is the challenge that plagues many. The key is that seeking wisdom, Solomon, the wisest and wealthiest person to have lived in the biblical times, had incredible wealth. He sought wisdom and applied that wisdom with acts of obedience. If you read about Solomon, the historical figure, if you read about Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, books that he wrote and that he developed, as you read through these things, you start to become very clear that having wealth, but using it in a proper way, was essential to the godliness with contentment, to the wisdom that Solomon achieved. The wisdom of Proverbs teach us that there are basic foundational truths to becoming leaders and growing wealth. We can and should seek wisdom and act obediently in impacting the world in a positive way. There are two primary principles to be learned in this. One, materialism drains humans and makes us empty. Two, wisdom and acts of obedience enable growth. This does not mean that you are guaranteed success by following the principles, but it is the right way to live for the right reasons. Pirates may end their life with great financial wealth, but at what cost? Remember the verse we started this chapter with? Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who choose to get it. Proverbs 1:19. As a true leader, we demonstrate servant leadership through the seeking of wisdom and acting on it, rather than seeking materialism and greed. Managing the resources we have been entrusted with is an act of obedience. Our teams will ultimately observe and feel our purpose. What's yours? A few reflection questions for you about purpose. First, what is your purpose? Why do you do what you do? Second, what is your organization's purpose? Why does your organization do what they do? And finally, the third, how well aligned are your personal purpose and the purpose of your organization?